Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey!
What's up? All right, we've got a great show for you today. And before we kick things off, of course, we have to check in with Heidi and Frank and the amazing folks in Atlanta. What up?
What up, Chewy?
What's up? All right, coming up, we've got some Real Housewives casting news and our girl Portia's latest project. What? She's getting another check? Let me borrow some money. And our man Headcrack sits down with the legendary Kelly Price. But first, Brat, what's popping?
Okay, y'all. It looks like one of Hollywood's biggest power couples might be in trouble. And I'm talking about Kimye, y'all. Yes, this story is a fast-moving story. So things may have changed by now, by the time you see this next time. So this time, we literally cannot keep up with the Kardashians. In all seriousness, Kanye's behavior has people worried about his mental health, y'all. Kanye has discussed these issues himself. He even put an album out called I Hate Being Bipolar. It's awesome. Well, y'all, his wife Kim Kardashian addressed the issue in a long Instagram story asking for compassion for Kanye. Kim also said that no matter how much the family tries to help the person dealing with the issues has to want to get help. And now Kim reportedly, some people are saying she is, some people are saying she isn't. She's supposed to be meeting with divorce lawyers, perhaps about discussing things, because they do have four kids together, and this isn't a decision to be taken lightly, y'all. So, Heidi, this would be a tough situation for anybody. I mean, how much worse do you think it is for them since they're so famous?
Well, yeah, that's just it. And I think, you know, Kanye, if he got on the right medication and had the right people around him, I think going to the ranch in Wyoming is a great idea. I think Kim should join him there. I think you can bring the kids or not, leave the kids with mom or whatever, but I think he needs, the problem with Kanye is he has too many people around him who are yes. You need somebody who truly loves you to go, enough.
Right.
You're taking your medication. I love you too much to let this happen. And we got to get out of Hollywood and get out of all that stuff. We're going to Wyoming. You're not getting on Twitter. We're going to get well, and I love you, and I'll stay with you. But you have to commit to you so that I can commit to us.
But he strikes me as the type of person that doesn't listen to anybody. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know, some people are so alpha in their personality that, like, even if you have another alpha trying to talk to the alpha, all they're going to do is argue. So it's just easy to throw your hands up and walk away. I think that's part of the reason why him and Jay ain't cool.
I think it's very important to mention that while we're saying like he's being stubborn and all of that, he actually suffers from bipolarism. Like that itself, you can be Kanye, you can be me, you can be whomever. But
anybody,
if you have that
anybody.
Type
does
of
not discriminate.
Imbalance, then you it's your chemical imbalance that's causing you not to listen and rationalize things. So I think that Kim really genuinely loves him for real, y'all. Like this is so sad. Like I feel like we are watching him go down, and she's trying to fix it and. It's just so sad.
All right, y'all. So everybody remembers the group formerly known as the Dixie Chicks, man. It was getting it popping.
Love them.
And they basically lost their career in the early 2000s, right? So they were boycotted by country music fans after the singer Natalie Maines criticized President George W. Bush's handling of the war. Well, times have changed. Now the Chicks dropped the Dixie from their name, but now Natalie has also seemed to soften up a little bit. She still stands behind her criticism, but check out what she said on Watch What Happens Live. She said, today, I might actually make out with George Bush.
Hey.
Now, a lot of people had issues with George W. Bush, but compared to Trump, he is Harry Belafonte. Now, do you think Heidi, do you think time changes your opinion on things?
Well, I didn't realize that I did have that much in common with Natalie Maines. I too dropped Dixie a long time ago. Only go with Chicks, and I would also make out with Bush.
That was cute, Heidi. That was cute, girl.
I like it.
That was bars.
All right. Well, it looks like a possible quarantine hookup could be happening between Tom Arnold. I know. Settle down, ladies. And his assistant, Sasha Boggs. Now, Tom and his ex-wife, Ashley Grousman, finalized their divorce. So this is a week after 10 years of marriage. They've been together 10 years. And apparently Tom's already moved on because he told reporters a hookup with his 31-year-old assistant could happen. Now, he's 61, she's 31. He also shared that Sasha has moved into his house to help him take care of his kids that he has with his ex-wife. And his kids love Sasha. He also said that she was by his side during all the divorce drama. Now, he claims that they have not done anything together yet.
And that she sleeps on the couch.
Here's what I want to say about that. You're Tom Arnold. We know you've got some money, okay?
Yes.
If you're trying to woo me and I'm staying the night, you don't have a guest bedroom with nice linens by Portia. You don't have a nice I'm on the couch. Ooh.
That's how you know he's lying. She's not on the couch.
She sleeps on the couch.
He just said the couch.
Yeah. You're not trying to woo a girl and go, yeah, sleep on the couch tonight. Yeah. Frank, I'm going to ask you, you've had an assistant or two in the past.
Yes, I have.
You think it's a good idea to hook up with an assistant?
No, I don't think it's a good idea. Now, the thing is about having an assistant that's a female. You remember my assistant, Ashley?
I do.
Blonde, blue-eyed.
I advised against it.
Cute as a button. You advised against it.
I said
The thing is about when you have an assistant.
She was lovely.
A hired woman to take care of you. Mm. And then you have a wife who's not hired to somewhat take care of you.
Right.
That can be confusing for you. It's like, wait a second, this woman, my assistant, does everything I say. This woman, who's my wife, does nothing that I say. I think I'm in love with my assistant.
Right.
It's very confusing.
That broke it all the way down. That makes sense.
Frank, you gotta get your assistant that look like Gertrude.
Yeah, you need like this old big gal. She's like, I organize everything for you. I get it for you. And she's
I still fall in love with her. Because my wife doesn't do anything that I want.
Basically me with a wig.
Pretty much.
All right, moving on. So, Portia, I heard that you're adding author to your resume, and I'll be releasing your first book called The Pursuit of Portia next year. So, what made you decide to write a book now?
I decided to write a book now mainly by the influence of a lot of people in my life who were like, listen, you have to tell your story. And, of course, my immediate thought was everybody knows a lot. But when you think about, when I think about my life, and a lot of things that I've been through and that I've made it through, it was my faith. And so I just feel like it'll be helpful to others, and it's been very therapeutic for me to deal with some of those lows in my life and then to some of the highs. And it's just been so much that I feel like a person like me who is on a reality show and you think you know me, for you to really get to know who I really am.
Portia, are you going to mention any of us here on Dish Nation? And is the book going to be in audio? And also, is it going to be in grades K-12 that could read the book?
Well, yes, we will have some pictures in there for you, Gary. Okay, a whole part of the book is dedicated to you with nothing but pictures. You are not going to have to read a damn thing.
And Portia, I know there's going to be a chapter, Portia, the chapter is going to be called Twizzlers.
Yeah.
And you're going to talk about the moment that I turned you and you fell in love with me.
The moment I dipped my toe in the lady pond and Frank pushed me in, okay?
Oh.
And we had our Twizzler
moment.
That
chapter be a pop-up book for me, okay? It's going to be a pop-up.
All right, up next, Nia Long breaks down the three things that keep her young and vibrant. Oh, what? That's coming up after the break. Dish
Nation. Okay, y'all, computer systems in cars are the new norm, from electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays and all that good stuff. But listen, these items are really expensive to fix if and when they break. So when something breaks, it can cost a fortune. And now is not the time for expensive repairs. And that's why I have CarShield. The people at CarShield understand payment flexibility is an absolute must. Monthly plans can be customized to your needs with rates as low as $99 a month with no long-term plans or commitments. And I love the fact that if you do have some car trouble, it's so easy to fill out a report, and they also offer complimentary 24/7 roadside assistance, and a rental car is yours while your car is being fixed. Now, drive with confidence knowing you got coverage from America's number one auto protection company. For as low as $99 a month, you can protect yourself from surprises and save thousands for covered repair. Call 800-CAR-6000 and mention the code DISH, or visit carshield.com and use the code DISH to save 10%. That's carshield.com, code DISH, a deductible may apply. Dish
Nation. Okay, we're back, honey, and it's time for Real Housewives of Atlanta Report.
Woo!
Yes, honey, I was sipping this tea this morning, and Portia, I saw a headline pop up on my phone.
Oh, my God.
Yes, honey, and it said that the one of the OG housewives, Miss Cherie Whitfield, honey, might make a comeback, bitch. Yes!
What?
Yes, ass, honey. I love Miss Sheree, honey, because she said, girl, who gonna check her, boo?
Who gonna check her?
Anyway, honey. Yes, honey. Now, she sure did in a recent interview, y'all, and she said this, y'all. Listen, honey. She said, I'm an original, so you never know. But it's also been reported, y'all, that actress Drew Sidora, y'all, and Canadian YouTuber Miss LaToya Ali, y'all have joined the cast now. Okay, now, Portia, girl.
Ooh, child.
Now, would you be happy, honey, to have Sheree back on the show, or will it be nice, honey, to have these new ladies?
I tell you one thing, I'm glad to have my check back, because this sounds like this going to be a whole sorority, honey. How many wives is it going to be? You know, as far as Drew goes, I've met her before, because she came on here with Brett. Remember y'all doing the Set It Off play? And so I met Drew Sidora then. She's a super fun girl. And as far as LaToya, I don't know much about her, but she seems really cool, young, hip energy. So I'm excited. I enjoy new blood. I'm always nice to the new girls. We always new have blood. A good time.
Fresh meat.
Fresh meat. Fresh meat.
And like you said, Portia, new blood, because I heard they were trying to get rid of all y'all old girls, honey, and get some new girls up in the house. So I guess that might be true then.
But you haven't heard that about me, boo-boo. And you know, you just made that up. Baby, why you sitting on that damn couch?
You know how he do, Portia. You know how he do.
Girl.
Why y'all was trying to get rid of my check? Okay.
PJ needs her check, baby. I want you to have your check, honey, by all means.
Well, then act like it, Gary. Act like it. Okay, y'all, our girl Nia Long, she always looked like she drinks straight from the fountain of youth. Since the release of her new film, Fatal Affair, everyone has been talking about how amazing she looks. And the people want to know how she keeps her flawless skin and fabulous physique, darling. Well, a fan recently tweeted and said, Nia Long hasn't aged since Love Jones. What is the secret, sis? And believe it or not, Nia responded, y'all, and guess what she said? She said, water, sex, and vitamins.
In that order?
Yes, in that order, okay? Okay, now we hear you, Nia, and we see you, girl, so it sounds like a solid beauty advice tip to me, you dig? So, Portia, would you follow this beauty regimen, girl? I already do.
You gotta add something to mine. You gotta say water, sex, vitamins, and some ribs, honey. You gotta add the meat in there. I gotta have some
Some barbecue.
Now, Chewy, if Nia asked you to be a part of her regimen, would you be down for the crown or what?
I know for a fact that Nia watches this show. Nia has touched my beard many a times at different events. So whatever Nia wanted me to do, I would do it. Nia, how you doing? How are you, mama? Yes.
Let's do the beauty regimen together.
Yes.
All right, y'all, y'all know what time it is?
It's the awards!
Yup, and we got something that's gonna keep your breath so fresh and so clean, clean. Now check it out. It's the Pure Sonic S450 Sonic Toothbrush with UV sanitizer and 12 brush heads. Oh, yeah. This toothbrush has a built-in UV sanitizer. It fits 4 brush heads and kills 99.9% of bacteria in 7 minutes with a 2-minute timer and a 30-second vibration alert in it. It also has 3 speeds, high, soft, and massage.
Oh, my goodness. And it gives 30,000 strokes a minute?
And I love the color-coded brush heads, so nothing get mixed up.
How much is it?
Yo, listen, this price is gonna kill bad breath forever. Now, normally, this will run as high as about $130, but for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only $39.
Ooh, yeah!
You know the drill. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, coming up, our man Head Crack sits down with the one and only Kelly Price to talk about the new season of Sunday's Best. We got that coming up right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need y'all all to get excited because we have the lovely and talented Miss Kelly Price here kicking it with us today. Dishing about season 10 of Sunday's Best, which airs Sunday nights on BET. Kelly, what is up?
How you doing, sir? My favorite person.
Yo, you're the homie, man. Like, yo, I love you so much, Kelly, and I'm so excited to see a familiar face in quarantine. Like, this is how we hang out now. You know what I mean? Like, yo, it's all about Zoom interviews and, like, anything virtual. I'm here for it.
Yes, sir. So, absolutely.
The new season of Sunday Best is virtual, which is a first for all of us. How is that making the the changes and the adaptions to it?
It was a change. Like, I'm used to being on the set with the judges and with Kirk and the contestants, and having that having the energy of being in the same room. There's also an audience after we get through the first two rounds of eliminations to get our top 10. And so by the time the plan was made to bring us back virtually, we found ourselves on the techie side of things, like at home rigging cameras and lights and running wires. And I didn't know I had it in me. And I was, Sunday Best Season 10 taught me that there is more to Kelly than just on-air personality. She does like this lighting director and production thing in real life.
I think this quarantine situation has turned a lot of people in media to all those names that we didn't know what they did on the end of the TV show.
You see the credits. And another level of respect as well.
Now, everything in the virtual space isn't all doom and gloom. Like, what have been some of the positives or the pros to doing a show virtually?
Bathroom breaks.
On demand.
Breaks on demand. Like, literally, that's like, there are I can remember times being on the set where, because I was strapped in and spanked in and all of that kind of stuff, and having to walk from the set back to my trailer and then go through all that, I would be like, nah, I'm good. But bathroom breaks come a lot easier.
If you had to take a popular song that's out right now and clean it up for Sunday Best, like, say, like, a song like Savage by Megan Thee Stallion. She's going through some things right now. I don't know if you heard Tory Lanez then shot her in the foot, like, quick from Harlem Nights. What's going on? Like, how would you clean up Savage?
Oh, God. I would embrace my Savage and say that I've taken the Savage that once was not productive, self-destructive, or perhaps maybe too indulged in myself, and take that Savage in the name of Jesus to go hard for people.
Praying Savage. Jesus, the homie from Nazareth.
Yeah, I'm a savage when I pray. The devil don't want none of this. You don't want none of this. I'm a savage. It's Jesus.
Sunday Best on BET. If people want to know how to follow you, Ms. Price, how can they do it?
On Twitter, it's Kelly Price, the number 4 real. Come talk to me, come see me. And by all means, please, Sunday Best. You're going to be pleasantly surprised at the twists and turns.
Well, Kelly, we here for the ride. God bless you. Continue success on all you do. And thanks for dishing with us. One time, y'all, for Kelly Price. Much love, baby.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. Disney World officially reopened earlier this month. And of course, they had the updated rules, the rules that we all know about, the social distancing and the required mask at all times. But here's the thing. They're requiring a mask at all times, except when you're eating and drinking, and leave it to people to find a loophole. Because now what is happening at Disney, people figured out, well, we'll follow the rules. As long as we're eating and drinking, we don't have to wear a mask. So we'll just eat and drink while walking.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Because now you're walking all around the park without a mask on. You're like, oh, no, I'm sipping a soda.
I got
a
caramel apple.
But now Disney has updated their mask policy to where visitors are still allowed to remove their face coverings when eating, but you're not allowed to walk and eat. You have to, if you want to eat, you're sitting right here. It's like Disney's become your mom. You're not walking around with that. Now if you're going to eat, you're going to sit here.
That's literally me with PJ every day.
Yeah. Speaking of kids, really? Head crack, you got little ones. Would you take your little ones head crack to Disney right now?
Heidi, I wouldn't take my kids to the Disney store, the one in the mall. I don't want them to get any ideas of how better the next thing could be. Hey, listen, so this COVID-19 thing is locked down. Everybody need to chill the hell out.
Right.
Forget what Future said in that song. Not mask off, mask on, and be safe.
Now, Portia, you mentioned the turkey legs earlier. You mentioned the turkey legs. They're known for that. So you think it's a good idea to try to keep a mask on while eating one? I mean, those turkey legs are big, Portia.
The only thing that this mask is doing is saving my ass from getting bigger, because at least if I have a mask on, I won't be.
I can't like, slow you down.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Because if you got the mask on and you can't walk and eat, then I probably have to decide not to even go. The only reason I'm going to Disney is for the freaking turkey leg. Like, I want to walk around. Right. Like, I see what you're doing. Ain't that fun? And eat my turkey leg.
Well, I'm going to get my food and go to my car because I don't want to catch COVID. And I'm going to go to my car and get my stamps so I can come
turkey
back
legs
in.
To go.
Yeah. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.